Hey there, it's Patrick with a bonus episode for you. Now, if you have been listening to our recent episodes, we've been speaking about this idea of binary entrapment. Maybe you're getting sick of hearing about it, or maybe you want to hear more. Either way, I think that this episode will recap the idea of binary entrapment as it relates to time, and it will do so pretty quickly. All right, so I'm actually sort of peeling back the curtain here a little bit. What you're going to hear is actually a recording done on my phone using my AirPods, so the audio quality isn't going to be the same as what you're hearing right now, but it's a short, sweet chance to sort of understand my thought process behind binary entrapment and what I'm really trying to say without hiding behind these terms that I've come up with. Let me be very, very clear. When we talk about binary entrapment, as it relates to time, we create a binary by saying the present is not where I want to be and the future is where I want to go. There's these two poles, both of which are distracting us, both of which are pulling us away from the present moment as it is. We curse our present moment, we place a value judgment, we distract ourselves with the future. Similarly, we could also say we don't want to think about our past. We're running from our past to a future, right? There's another binary, two poles, two parts, two places, two points that are pulling us all the while. The place that we have control, the place that we can be, is in the present moment, so to speak. And we're distracted from that when we live in this temporal hell. So I'm going to walk through that. This episode recaps the previous two episodes and will briefly set up our next episode. I appreciate your support and your interest in these concepts. Please now take a few minutes and enjoy this recap of the temporal hell, the time-based hell that we can create for ourselves, distracting ourselves, abusing ourselves through this binary entrapment. And of course, how do we get out of this entrapment? Let's talk about it.
In our last episode, we spoke about how addiction and bad habits, and let's say unproductive habits, right? It's very much a binary trap to say that some habits are good or bad when we may say that these habits require us to develop beyond. They require us to know more about ourselves to decide if we really need to continue living this way, right? Some people may say that drinking coffee is a bad habit, but I've found that rather than completely abstaining from coffee, I can responsibly use coffee, for instance. Let's say that we are talking today, again, about addiction, unproductive habits, and fundamentally the way in which we self-harm, self-sabotage, and abuse ourselves with how we are living, right? So what this results in quite a bit is guilt, shame, and fear. And if I could say anything, it is that guilt and shame and fear have been major components of my personality. And I don't believe that I need to live that way anymore. And I think that if you're listening to this, you don't need to live that way anymore if we are willing to do the hard work of coming to know who we are. All right. So in our previous two episodes, we spoke about this concept of binary entrapment. What is binary entrapment? What am I really trying to say to you here? First and foremost, we create in one way or another a binary, a two-pole system. And in our past episodes, we talked about how we create a binary through time. We say, in the future, I will quit. In the future, I will abstain from this thing, right? Oh, man, you know, the cocaine habit is becoming untenable, right? The cocaine habit is becoming unmanageable. People in my life are starting to notice my work is suffering. I can't afford anything, right? All my money's going to it. Sure, I can still get through day-to-day life, but I know that in the future, I need to stop. And quite often, any addiction, be it cocaine, be it food, be it social media, be it sex, gambling, those things come into our life as a way to self-medicate and to distract, to soothe ourselves from a painful past. Right? That was certainly the case for me. I smoked marijuana for many, many years, and I think that maybe I began marijuana out of curiosity, and it stuck because I found that it made me feel good in my body. It distracted me away from, the issues that I had, the issues that I was looking to medicate, the places I was falling short or undeveloped in life. Marijuana, of course, has that added bonus of allowing you to make connections in your mind. And perhaps it gave me a sort of false sense of growth because I was thinking all these thoughts about what I could do and who I was and not putting a lot of them into practice because, again, marijuana and other reasons, I was fundamentally lazy, fundamentally still afraid to act. I wasn't too afraid to think about what I should do, but perhaps I was still too afraid to actually do it. So we talked about how then this time-based, this temporal hell we live in, right? We're running from our past. We're ignoring our past. We're running to a future as a form of distraction, right? We've asked that question. You're not happy with where you are now. You're not happy with who you are now. You are placing a value judgment on yourself in a way in which you choose to lose. You say, I'm a bad guy. I'm a stupid guy. I don't want to be here. And then you say, this place that I'm imagining about where I want to go, that's where I'm going to go. Well, we got to ask, this person that you are dissatisfied with in the present, this place that you are dissatisfied with in the present, is that the place, is that the person to be conceptualizing a future for yourself? Or is that just another form of self-abuse and distraction? What I put to you in those last two episodes was that fundamentally, through journaling and through scheduling, and fundamentally through switching to a place of observation about the self, right? We can begin to break out of this time-based hell. We don't have to live in hell in the moment. We can say, look, there are problems with my past. There are problems with what I'm still doing day to day. All right, let's go deep on those. Let's make time to write about them in our journal and reflect back on them. In that process, solutions, I believe, will become apparent. And like, look, if we're talking about a physical addiction, well, it may mean that you need therapy, that you need to drop what you're doing and go to rehab. It may mean that you need to change your environment. But like, look, I can't tell you what these things are. I can only offer you this step out of a certain way of thinking from a place of judgment upon yourself, from a place of abusing yourself, saying, oh, I'm a bad guy, I'm a stupid guy, but I'm going to change next year, right? To saying, look, yeah, I made mistakes in my past. The future's not looking so good. I'm imagining a better future, but I don't know if I can get there. To saying, the only place that I can really act is in the moment. And it is in the moment that I can take control of what I am doing. And I can make time to write in my journal. I can make time to look into the future and schedule my time. And I can see where that time is going. I can see how that time is being spent, right? This is the process. This is the process. This is the process that got me out of my addiction to marijuana, my addiction to pornography, my addiction to overeating and mindless eating. I stopped being blind to the reality. And it didn't mean that I wasn't stern with myself. And that's what we're going to talk about. Okay? This doesn't mean that we start being nice to ourselves and letting ourselves off the hook and say, well, you're in pain. You're doing your best here, but let's. The part of the process is to sternly, in some ways, talk to yourself like a father. You got to be your own father in a sense. Even if you had or were lucky enough to have a father figure in your life, you need to. Here I go again on the soapbox. You. What I have done and what I would like to share with you, it is becoming a stern caregiver and provider for yourself and saying, Look, you are being a child and distracting yourself by thinking about your past all the time or running from it, not thinking about it. You are being a child by sitting there stewing and saying, I don't like the way things are right now. I'm going to change tomorrow, though. Our next step then is to go from this understanding of how we are abusing ourselves and distracting ourselves through how we understand time, past, present, and future. I believe we can put aside now this idea that journaling and scheduling and a general control of and responsibility toward how we think about the past and the present and how we now begin to look at where our time is going and how that can be the foundation for breaking out of addiction, breaking out of unproductive habits, beginning to develop ourselves beyond. And we can now start to talk about the voice with which we talk to ourselves.
You know, I hope that if guilt and shame and fear, if these are things that are a part of your life, a part of your personality, as they have been for me, I hope that some of these ideas can help you begin to break free, help you begin to develop beyond those things. We don't have to abuse ourselves. We don't have to speak to ourselves in such a way that dispossesses us, that removes our power from us by saying, the past was all bad and I'm running from it. The future is where I want to go. All the while forgetting that in the moment we can begin to responsibly take control of ourselves. Journaling and scheduling, beginning to manage our time and starting to learn to become an adult in some sense, right? Not to be childish, not to run and hide, not to ignore and refuse, but to become a stern caregiver and provider for yourself. Talk to yourself in a way that will allow you to grow. This is what I'm working on. This is what I'm trying to share. All right, I hope you enjoyed this bonus episode. Right away, we're going to be coming out with our next episode talking about, again, binary entrapment, specifically how we talk to ourselves and how we can create that self-abuse, how we can create that choosing to lose through our voice, and how do we break out of that? How can we begin to talk to ourselves in an empowering way, in a way that might get us real progress, real results, real self-development? So stay tuned for that. Make sure you're subscribed. You'll be notified as soon as I get this episode out the door and into your ears. So thank you again for listening. We'll talk to you very soon.